亚当夏娃的上。
When God created Adam and Eve,
他就是把亚当夏娃放在这样的伊甸园里面。
He placed man in such a Garden of Eden.
那个景色乃是就像这样的景色。
That scenery ought to be very similar to what we see.
那么伊甸园到底大概在哪里？
But where is the Garden of Eden?
我们如果圣经没有读错的话，
If we didn't read the Bible incorrectly,
乃是有四条河流过的地方。
They ought to be where the four rivers flow.
一条是幼发拉底河。
One is the Euphrates.
还有一个底格利斯河。
One is the Tigris.
那么第一条河
the first river,
比逊河在什么地方
Where is the river Pishon?
那么现在我们要比逊河在哪里呢
Where is the river Pishon?
一直到最近
Only until recently,
科学家终于找到了第一条的河
Scientists have discovered that first river.
因为根据圣经那一条河有许多的金子
Because according to the Bible, that river has a lot of gold.
你也能够找到宝石
And you can find precious stones.
那么不光这样
Not only that.
那么圣经也告诉我们它是环绕哈菲拉全地的
And it says that it circles Havilah.
那哈菲拉就是今天的沙特阿拉伯
Havilah is today's Saudi Arabia.
所以最近科学家们所找的第一条河
So now, recently, scientists discovered the first river.
是从科威特湾
Starts from the Kuwaiti Peninsula.
No, Bay. Bay. 从那个地方一直流到一直那个水那个河一直流到哪里一直流到麦加附近的地方叫麦地那有座山。
It flows all the way to where Mecca is, near Medina.
那现在这条河已经埋在沙漠底下。
Now, this river now today is buried under desert.
那么科学家有办法根据太空的照片证明说河从那里流过的。
But scientists using satellite images have proven that there was a river that flowed there.
你知道河的宽度啊，有一部分就像巴西的亚马孙河的宽度一样。
So the width of the river is almost as wide as that of the Amazonian River.
那这什么意思
？What does that mean?
这就是说，在沙地阿拉伯现在是沙漠，但是从前呢，应该是那么大的河流过，那四周围一定都是森林，都是树才对。
So if you look at Saudi Arabia today, it's all desert, but you know that once there was a wide river that flowed through there, so you know it must have been very green there.
那结果科学家做研究
So then scientists studied there.
他们研究花粉
They studied the pollen.
尤其那个花粉呢，如果是埋在地里面的话
Especially if that pollen is buried underground.
你能够研究它的历史
You can study its history.
你知道吗
You know that?
大概多少年前这个花粉在的
How long ago was this pollen?
那就证明在多少年前那一带根本是树是花是非常美的地方
It proves that that place was full of trees, full of flowers, very beautiful.
而科学家可以证明给我们
And scientists can prove to us.
果然没有错
It's true indeed.
大概是六千年到七千年前
Probably 6,000 or 7,000 years ago.
沙地阿拉伯不是沙漠
Saudi Arabia was not a desert.
沙地阿拉伯乃是后来人堕落被赶出伊甸园以后才变成沙漠的
So after man fell, then did Saudi Arabia become desert?
Driven.
Well, after man was driven out of the Did Saudi Arabia become
然后伊拉克的南部就变成了 marshland 变成沼泽地
And the south of Iraq became marshland
本来是伊甸园
It used to be the Garden of Eden
沙地阿拉伯本来也是伊甸园
Saudi Arabia used to be Garden of Eden
所以请记得
So remember
根据圣经
According to the Bible
很清楚告诉我们说
It's very clearly that it tells us
当初神把人亚当和夏娃放在伊甸园
God placed man in the Garden of Eden
那么神创造地的时候
Now when God created the earth
为什么神创造地呢
Why did God create the earth?
请大家记得
Remember
神创造地的目的
The reason that God created the earth
你只要看地的种种树也好花也好牛也好鸟也好
It was so that when you see those things of the earth whether it be the trees the mountains the cattle the fish etc
整个的地乃是整个天的反应 reflection
The earth ought to be the reflection of heaven
你不需要爬到天堂上去找天堂
You don't have to climb up to heaven to see heaven
你看每一朵花
Every time you see a flower
你看每一个景色
You see the scenery
晨曦和晚霞
You see the dawn, the dusk, the sunrise, the sunset
你看见葡萄树、无花果树
You see the vine, you see the figs
你看见彩虹
You see the rainbow
你看见澎湃的海洋
You see the ocean of Pompeii
The broad
ocean.
所以当你看见这些海洋的时候
So when you see this ocean,
你想到什么
What do you think about?
这些都叫你想起天上。
This reminds you of heaven.
所以神当初创造天和地的时候。
So when God created the heavens and the earth,
你能分别天和地。
You could distinguish between heaven and earth.
但是天和地是不能分开的。
But you cannot separate heaven and earth.
因为你在地就好像在天一样。
Because when you're on earth, as if you are in heaven.
这个地像一面镜子一样。
This earth is just like a big mirror.
我不知道大家有没有这个印象。
I don't know if you have an impression.
尤其在纽西兰。
Especially in New Zealand.
有人告诉我们说。
People tell us.
大概你要早晨十点钟以前你去看一个湖。
So before 10 a.m. you come to look at a river, a lake.
在十点钟以前没有风的。
Because before 10 a.m. there's no wind.
十点钟以后慢慢风就有了。
So after 10 a.m. the wind starts to pick up.
风一吹的时候你看湖面就不平静。
Once the wind starts to blow, then it's no longer still.
你看见吗？只要有风，天一起凉风，你就看见它就不平静了。
So once you see that there is wind, it's no longer at peace.
但是什么时候这个湖是平静的？
But whenever this lake is at peace,
结果是什么？
What is it?
你看见那个湖，你就看见天。
When you see that lake, you see heaven.
那个天可以说是所有你今天能看见的，你都能在湖里面看见。
So that what it's in truly in heaven, you can see all of it in the lake.
所以我们知道，在人没有堕落以前
，So before man fell,
神创造天也创造地。
God created the heavens and the earth.
但地就像湖一片湖一片一个湖面一样。
But the earth was just like like the surface of a lake.
它是反射一。反映整个的天。
It ought to reflect heaven.
如果你要知道看天上的种种。
If you want to see the things of heaven,
你不需要借着雅各的天梯爬到天上。
You don't have to take Jacob's ladder and climb up to the heaven.
你在地好像在天一样。
Because when you're on earth, as if you're in heaven.
你看见无花果树。你看见无花果树。
You see the fig tree.
它有花
，It has a flower，
但是你看不见
，But you can't see it。
那个花在果子里面
，Because the flower is embedded into the fruit。
它有一种的美丽
，It has a certain beauty。
是里面的美丽
，It's an inner beauty。
你看见吗
？You see that？
因为无花果树是要反映一些很重要的属灵的故事
，Because the fig tree is ought to reflect certain spiritual story。
因为无花果树代表以色列人
，Because the fig tree represents the people of Israel。
代表神所拣选的
，It represents the chosen people of God。
代表神所神的儿女，神的百姓。
It represents the people of God.
他们身上有一种的美丽。
There is a certain beauty in them.
世界上人看不见。
The people of the world cannot see them.
但神看得见。
But God could see it.
他们的美丽是里面的美丽。
Their beauty is inner beauty.
这是无花果树。
This is the story of the fig tree.
但如果你看见葡萄树的话
，If you see the story of the vine，
不错，你看见葡萄树。
You do see the vine。
这是什么故事
？What is the story？
葡萄树。慢慢慢慢，大概经过四个月就成熟了。
So after 4 months, the vine grows up and becomes mature.
在那个成长的过程里面
，in that growth process,
它从天里面吸取氧气
，it absorbs the water from the air,
然后从地里面也吸取水分
，and it absorbs the water from the ground.
你看，你一路上都是吸取水分
，and then it's absorbing water throughout the process.
这个水就经过了葡萄树
，then the water through the vine.
慢慢葡萄就成熟了
，slowly the grapes become mature.
然后有人就把它摘下来
，Then people will take down the grape，
放在压酒池里面
，Put it in the wine press，
他们的脚踩在上面
，As their feet stomp upon the grape，
慢慢慢的酒从大的压酒池就到小的压酒池
，Slowly the wine comes from the big wine vat to the smaller wine vat，
四个月之久
，4 months，
你看见水经过葡萄树
，You see that the water goes through the vine，
就变成酒了
，Becomes wine，
所以请记得
，So remember，
这个是葡萄的故事
，This is the story of the vine。
葡萄树的故事是能把水变成酒的。
The story of the vine is to transform the water and transform it into wine.
为什么
？Why？
因为这个故事
，Because this story
乃是天上的故事
，is a heavenly story.
所以主耶稣说
，So that's why the Lord Jesus said，
我是真葡萄树
，I am the true vine.
你懂吗
？Do you understand now？
什么叫真葡萄树
？What is the true vine？
所有今天的葡萄都是根据那个标本来创造。
All the vines of this world are created according to that original.
你看见这些葡萄树
，When you see these other vines.
你看见真的葡萄树。
You see the true vine.
有一天
，One day，
两千年前
，2,000 years ago，
主耶稣来到地上。
The Lord Jesus came to this earth.
他果然把水变成酒。
He turned water into wine.
你知道为什么吗
？Why？
因为他说我是真葡萄树。
Because he said I am the true vine.
明白了吗
？Do you understand？
为什么今天有葡萄呢
？Why do you have the grapes？
等到主耶稣有一天来到地上的时候
，One day when the Lord Jesus comes to this world，
当他把水变成酒的时候
，When he transforms the water into wine，
你现在看见了
，You see it。
他是真葡萄树。
He is the true vine.
不过主耶稣对他母亲说。
But then the Lord Jesus said to his
mother, 我的时候还没有到。
My time has not yet come.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我把水变成酒的时候还没有到。
The time for me to transform water into wine has not yet come.
他还要等。
He has to wait.
等到世界的酒用尽了。
He waits until the wine of the world gives out.
因为那个时候，母亲，他的母亲，主耶稣母亲告诉主耶稣说，我他们的酒用尽了。
Because Jesus' mother Mary said that they've used up their wine.
那现在主耶稣要把水变成酒了。
So now the Lord Jesus wants to transform water into wine.
但主耶稣来到地上。
But now the Lord Jesus came to this earth.
他既然真葡萄树。
He is the true vine.
要把水变成酒的。
Of course, he has to transform water into wine.
时候还没有到。
But the time has not yet come.
他要等。
He has to wait.
等到世界说我的酒用尽。
He has to wait for the world to say our wine is gone.
结果你读圣经读到约书亚，读到约翰福音十二章的时候。
So when you study the book of John, chapter 12.
有几个希腊人要来见耶稣。
There's some Greeks that wanted to see the Lord Jesus.
他说我们要见耶稣。
They said we want to see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是希腊人。
These Greeks，
他们跟随苏格拉底。
They followed Socrates.
他们跟随亚里士多德。
They followed Aristotle.
他们跟随柏拉图。
They followed Plato.
他们要把人间变成天堂。
They want to transform mankind into heaven.
五百年了
，They spent 500 years.
他们没有把这个世界变成天堂。
They didn't transform this world into heaven.
所以他们说我们要见耶稣。
So that's why they said we want to see Jesus.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
他们代表希腊人说我们的酒用尽了。
They represented the Greeks in saying our wine has given out.
这个世界不可能变成天堂的。
This world cannot become heaven.
所以主耶稣怎么说
？So what did the Lord Jesus say?
人子的荣耀的时候到了。
It's time for the Son of Man to receive glory.
现在是我把水变成酒的时候了。
This is the time that I transform water into wine.
最后。主耶稣我们上十字架。
In the end, the Lord Jesus went onto the cross.
十字架就是那个酒榨。
The cross is that great wine press.
我们主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
Our Lord Jesus is crucified for us.
第三天从死里复活。
The third day he rose from the dead.
请记得。
Remember.
他生命释放出来的时候。
When his life went forth.
就像葡萄美酒一样。
It's just like that wine given forth by the wine.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们这些蒙恩得救的。
Us who have been redeemed and saved.
我们都能做见证说。
We can all testify.
我们的主的确把好酒留在后面。
Our Lord has kept the best wine until the end.
我们做基督越做越甘美。
The more we are Christians, the more sweeter it is.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们酒没有用尽的。
Today our wine never gives out.
我们永远满足。
We are always satisfied.
我们永远喜乐。
We're always joyful.
自从有了基督进到我们里面以后。
Ever since Christ entered into us.
不止我这个人改变了。
Not only have I transformed.
我的周围也改变了。
Those around me have transformed.
整个纽西兰就改变了。
All of New Zealand.
有的人从树上就跑到树下来了。
Then some people can climb down from the tree onto the ground.
2000 years.
2000 years until now. Remember.
这就是真葡萄树的故事。
This is the story of the true vine.
所以当初神创造葡萄树的时候。
So when God created the vine.
当你在地上找到葡萄树。
When on the ground you find the vine.
你学到什么？
What do you learn?
你就知道真葡萄树什么样子。
You'll know what the true vine looks like.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
等到2000 years.
2000 years ago.
真葡萄树出现的时候。
When the true vine.Appeared.
我们看见
We see this.
我们明白了
We understand.
果然主耶稣他在十字架上所完成的
Indeed, what the Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross.
不只赦免我们的罪
Not only forgiven our sins.
也给了我们最美好的人生
But has also given us the best life.
所以感谢主
So thank the Lord.
这就是福音
This is the gospel.
你看见吗
You see that?
这给我们看见说
This shows us.
本来神所创造的天和地是美丽的
The heavens and the earth that God created was beautiful.
最没有侵入到世界来。
Sin had not entered into this world.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
当初神创造人的时候
，When God created man,
你看见说天和地是能够分别，但是不能够分开。
You could see that heaven and earth could be distinguished but not separated.
伊甸园里面
，In the Garden of Eden,
神能够和人来往。
God could have fellowship with man.
神能和亚当对话。
God could speak to Adam.
神告诉亚当
，God told Adam.
善恶树的果子不要吃。
You cannot eat of the tree of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
意思就是说
，In other words，
生命树的果子。
Eat of the tree of life.
如果你吃生命树的果子
，If you eat of the fruit of the tree of life，
那你看见神的目的就要达到了。
Then the purpose of God could be fulfilled.
但是很可惜。
But it's a shame.
我们知道亚当夏娃吃了 forbidden fruit， 吃了禁果。
But you know, Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit.
所以罪就进到这世界。
Then sin entered into this world.
请大家记得。
Everybody remember.
罪不只叫人与神分开。
Sin not only causes man to separate from God.
从那一天开始。
From that day on.
人离开神不知道有多远。
Man left God so far.
你知道吗？没有得救以前。
Before we were saved.
你看见人离开神不知道有多远。
You see how far is man away from God?
天离地有多远。
However far away heaven is from earth.
人离开神就不知道有多远。
Then as far as man is away from God.
是罪叫人与神分开。
It's sin that caused man and God to separate.
不止这样。
Not only that.
也是罪。